Offspring are a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you come home from work, you've had a long day, you're stressed, you're worried, and you take one glance towards your son or daughter, and it seems as though all of that stress has gone away. This is the effect that children can have, the positive effect. Similarly, grandchildren, grandson, granddaughter, these are also beautiful blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should show affection towards our children, our offspring, our grandkids. One person said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I have numerous kids, I've never even kissed them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rebuked him for this. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very affectionate towards children. Numerous examples. As for his own grandsons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet alayhi salam would show great love and affection towards them, would shower them with his love. In one narration, we're told that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam would pick up his grandkids, Hassan and Kareeman, and he would smell them. He would comfort them. He would embrace them. Why would he smell them? Because of the fragrance, the beautiful fragrance that would emanate from their bodies. And we know the Prophet alayhi salam, he had a fragrance that would emanate from his own body, and these are his grandkids. Prophet alayhi salam would say, "Huma rayhanataya min ad-dunya." These are my flowers in the dunya. So we should treat our kids like this. You know, people complain nowadays that my children don't listen to me, my children speak out against me, they're rude to me. How much love do we show them? When was the last time we hugged them? When was the last time we showed them that they have value in our eyes? Qadr. When was the last time when we made them feel special and important? These are things that we should look at in life. Our children are our future. They are a means of our reward increasing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's dependent upon our tarbiyah, how much love, how much nurturing we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in this regard.